Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad.
Edward Gibbon, 1737 to 1794, considered the greatest British historian of his time, in his book, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, says the following about Imam Ali. The zeal and virtue of Ali were never outstripped by any recent proselyte. He united the qualifications of a poet, a soldier, and a saint. His wisdom still breathes in a collection of moral and religious sayings, and every antagonist in the combats of the tongue or of the sword was subdued by his eloquence and valor. From the first hour of his mission to the last rites of his funeral, the apostle was never forsaken by a generous friend, whom he delighted to name his brother, his vicegerent, and the faithful Aaron of a second Moses.
Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Badar Jaan Girami Fidae Naam Ali
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs to my brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, of course, as you very well know, brotherhood is something which is highly encouraged in Islam. Now, the brothers and sisters in Islam must treat one another with respect, with love, with care, with compassion, with mercy, with forgiveness. And of course, they must help one another. This covenant of brotherhood is something that we learn not only from the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, but also from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We find that brotherhood is something that is integral in the religion of Islam. It is one of the pillars of Islam. And of course, as the Messenger of Allah has said, that the Muslim Ummah is like one body. So it is even closer than being two brothers or companions. So an interesting story regarding the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we see that one time Imam Ali alayhi salam was speaking about the covenant of brotherhood among the companions. And Imam Ali said, "O Messenger of Allah, when I saw that you were making covenants of a brotherhood among your companions, but I was not singled out, it was as if my soul was going out of my body. If this is because I have done something wrong and you are angry with me, here I am for any punishment you deem proper." And so seeing Imam Ali's face in such a sad manner, the Messenger of Allah said, "By Allah Almighty, the one who has appointed me as a prophet, the reason I overlooked you to speak to you was nothing but to reserve you as a brother for myself. As for your position to me, it is like Aaron's to Moses, except that there will be no prophet after me." So we find, dear brothers and sisters, that this covenant of brotherhood, this covenant of sisterhood, this covenant and this oath that Muslims have amongst one another, being the brothers and sisters of one another, being the helpers of one another, being the comforters of one another, is something that is in the seerah and the manners and the pattern of Imam Ali alayhi salam. To the point where Imam Ali alayhi salam became sad that the Messenger of Allah had not appointed a brother to him from among the companions. But lo and behold, we find that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, had reserved Imam Ali as a brother for himself. And not only that, he gave the example and the position of Imam Ali to the Messenger of Allah is the same as that of Aaron to Moses, except that there is no prophet after the Messenger of Allah. The importance of brotherhood, the importance of being together and being united, a profound lesson, a beautiful lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program to my brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program. And at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily,
Thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome, my friends. Keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
According to Abu Zar, the dua of the Prophet, Allahumma inna akhi Musa sa'alaka, where Musa prayed to you, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir amri wa hlul uqdatan min lasani yafqahu qawli waj'al li waziran min ahli Harun akhi, had not yet completely ended when Jibreel came down. And he says, Ya Muhammad iqra, O Muhammad, read this ayat which has been revealed now. Innama waliyukum Allah. Verily your wali and master is only Allah. Wa rasuluhu, and his messenger. Walladhina amanu, walladhina yuqimuna as-salat wa yu'tuna zakat wa hum raki'un, and the mu'min who gives charity in ruku, referring to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. This is where Ali gets vilayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All other awliya are either appointed by Ali or Rasul. Because here the words are in exclusive form, innama. Verily, your wali is only Allah, Rasul, and Ali. Nobody else. And if others are there, they are connected to him and authorized by him or appointed by him. Now, the point of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this event. People ask this question. When this beggar was going around the first time, why didn't Ali give the ring at that time? Why it had to happen after the beggar complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is where we have to realize, when I stand on the musalla, I am aware of my surroundings. When Imam al-Muttaqeen stands on the musalla, his body is there, his soul is there. This fellow went around, asked from the people. Ali was physically there, but spiritually oblivious of what is around, because he was submerged in the love and the hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ibadah. It's only when that sa'il became qurbatan ilallah by his dua, got close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in praise and complaints to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's Ali became aware of his presence. And he acted accordingly by the response of giving the ring away at the time of ruku.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.